It's time right now here on Prophecy Today for us to take a look at the book. On Prophecy Today weekend, we bring to these microphones our broadcast partners, and they give us the details behind the news headlines. This is essential for us to be able to understand what's going on in our world. Those of us who have a biblical prophetic worldview can look at current events in light of Bible prophecy, and we can tell where we are in God's plan for the future. You know, we need to know the truth behind the news headlines so we can come to the understanding of where we are in God's time and then live in light of that reality. We talked with Ken Timmerman out of Washington, D.C., and we brought up the brutality of the opposition in Syria. That becomes a real problem for any attack on the Syrian nation and the effort to try to bring down Bashar Assad. This is a different factor that world leaders need to consider. We also looked at the fact that Russia, Iran, and Syria are walking in lockstep. Those three nations standing against the entire world as it relates to what is going to unfold because of this Syrian crisis. We talked with David Dolan about the Middle East and what is happening there. He gives us our Middle East news update. We talked about a potential attack on Israel from Syria or from Hezbollah, who was located in southern Lebanon. The terroristic operation of Hezbollah would be fighting in defense of the city of Damascus and attacking the Jewish state. This is very problematic as far as Israel is concerned. Rob Congdon gave us a European Union update. He said that the European Union is siding with Russia, no attack on Syria. And then we also brought to our conversation, Islam is basically destroying democracy in the European Union. Now, this has been a problem. It's only going to intensify in the future. Rabbi Yoel Karen, we had a wonderful conversation with him. We were talking about Rosh Hashanah and the fact it was 3 days this last week as they unfolded this beginning of the new year. Shana Tova is the greeting. I give that to you. Happy New Year in this brand new year, 5774. So we talked about that, but we also had a conversation about the conflict going on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem and the fact the mayor said Jerusalem is not going to be divided. Jim Jr., our oldest son, who works with us here in the ministry, was talking about his ministry last year in Romania, and the fact is that they're going back to Romania to teach Bible prophecy. These people in those Eastern Bloc countries of Europe, when the Soviet Union was still in power, they had no way of really learning the Word of God. But many of them, by default, have become amillennialist, and they do not understand the prophetic scenario that's laid out in God's Word. Jim's going back to Romania. Pray for him, please, as he prepares to do that big conference there in Romania. Mike Gendron talked about the 4 steps to apostasy. This was a very important conversation. You can go to my website, prophecytoday.com. Go to PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network. That's radio when you want it, at your convenience, when it's good for you to listen to it. There on our website, you'll be able to listen to all the conversations that I had with our broadcast partners. And by the way, tell a friend. They need to hear some of what these men had to say to us on the broadcast today. Let me take a moment and look at a potpourri of events that we discussed this week on Prophecy Today. We talked about G20. That was the meeting of the 20 leading economies of the nations of the world. And in essence, they were taking steps that will help us to understand how a one-world government is going to come into existence. That's Revelation chapter 18. We discuss Russia and Iran defending Syria. Russia would be mentioned in Ezekiel 38:2, Iran Ezekiel 38:5, and Syria Daniel 11 and verse 40. These prophetic passages of Scripture say that these three will join forces together at the time when Jesus Christ has raptured the church and the beginning of the tribulation takes place and an alignment of nations will go against the Jewish state of Israel. We talked about world religions moving towards apostasy. First of all, they will reject God's word as the final authority. Or if they take the Scriptures, they will twist them and manipulate them to say what they would like them to say. This leads then to entertainment in the church, entertaining the goats, but not feeding the sheep. And you also need to remember that in the last days, according to 1 Timothy, there will be the teaching of the doctrines of demons in the last days. But I also want to remind you what the mayor of Jerusalem had to say. He said, Jerusalem will not be divided. You know, every single prime minister since the beginning of the nation of Israel, Ben-Gurion was the first prime minister, they have always said that Jerusalem is the undivided, eternal capital of the Jewish people. That's a very, very interesting political statement and an important statement as well, but it is also a prophetic principle that God's Word tells us about. The Davidic covenant, 2 Samuel chapter 7, says that Jerusalem will be the capital of the Jewish people, and it will be that capital forever, a political capital and a religious capital as well. Psalm 132 verses 13 and 14 says that God has chosen Jerusalem to dwell among his people forever. Jesus Christ said in a pre-incarnate appearance of our Lord to the prophet Zechariah in chapter 1 and verse 16, the Lord said, I will return to Jerusalem and I will build my temple in Jerusalem. In fact, chapter 6 and verses 12 and 13, he says, I will build my temple in Jerusalem. That's verse 13. But then he says, I will rule and reign from Jerusalem forever. But let me also remind you quickly, Zechariah the prophet said in chapter 12 and verse 2, Jerusalem will become a cup of trembling. In other words, Jerusalem is going to be intoxicating for those who control Jerusalem, and in particular the Temple Mount. There is a sovereignty over the present city of Jerusalem under the Israeli government, but the custodial responsibilities to the Temple Mount has been given to the Muslim world, so they don't have the sovereignty of Jerusalem's Temple Mount practically. Remember, Jerusalem will be the center of controversy in the end times. Jesus said, Luke chapter 21 and verse 24, part of the Olivet Discourse, that Jerusalem will be trodden down of the Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Do you remember Daniel chapter 2 and verse 45, where when Daniel is interpreting Nebuchadnezzar's dream, that stone is Jesus Christ, who will hit the image, that's the image of the man, or the Gentile world powers, and destroy the Gentile world powers at the end of the tribulation period. My friend, the stage is set. All the actors in place, the curtain about to go up on the last drama. But wait a minute. Before that happens, the rapture of the church takes place. And actually, with what we've talked about on this broadcast today, you'll have to say the rapture could happen at any moment. And having said that, nothing left for me to say except let's keep looking up until...
Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us again next week for more of Prophecy Today.